Seek the Kingdom of God, Bishop Lee Grand Richards, Conference Report, October 1945, pages 36-39. My brothers and sisters, it is a wonderful privilege to be able to attend this conference with you today. I thank the Lord for membership in this great church, the pearl of great price. When Jesus was among men, he said that the gospel was the pearl of great price, and one seeking goodly pearls would sell all that he had in order that he might acquire the pearl of great price. I thank God that I possess this pearl of great price through having membership with you in this great church. And then Jesus indicated that if we would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all other things would be added unto us. Not that we seek last, that we give him the crumbs that fall, as it were, from the master's table, but that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I thank the Lord that there are so many faithful latter-day saints who are seeking first the kingdom, and they are enjoying the gifts and the blessings of the Lord, which are above all other riches in this world, keeping unspotted from the world. One of the means by which we can increase our spirituality and appreciation of the gospel is by doing what the Lord has suggested in a revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith, and that thou mayest more fully keep thyself unspotted from the world, thou shalt go to the house of prayer and offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. Is there any true latter-day saint who would not like to keep himself more unspotted from the world? Is there any father or mother in Israel who would not like his or her sons and daughters to keep themselves unspotted from the world? We have been greatly impressed by the letters we have received from our boys and girls away from home during this war, how they have traveled, in many cases in jeeps, for miles in order that they might meet with a few more of our boys and girls, and these letters have indicated the joy that these boys and girls have had when they could meet together. These letters have convinced us that such meetings have contributed largely to the ability of our boys and girls to go out into the world of men, wicked as it is, and keep themselves unspotted from the world. Jesus said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Wouldn't you like to go where he is? Wouldn't you like your children to go where he is, where they can visit with him through his Holy Spirit and feel his power? For I do know that when men and women meet together in his name, there he is present, at least by the power of his Holy Spirit. While I was attending a state conference a short time ago, a bishop handed me a copy of a letter written by a young man from Normandy just following D-Day, where he had been engaged in the conflict, and in substance he said to his bishop, "Bishop, when I was home I didn't bother you very much, I never came to your church, but when I come back I am serving notice on you now that I want a reserved seat, and I will always be there to occupy it." Well, he did not come back. He fell in action, but methinks that in the heavens above the heavenly hosts would recognize the expressed wish of that boy. Importance of attendance at sacrament meetings. Brothers and sisters, I think there is nothing more important, if we would find joy and peace and the happiness the gospel has to give, than that we as latter-day saints form the habit of attending our sacrament meetings and taking our children with us. I think the church has a right to expect that of its leaders. I think the Lord expects it of us. It always grieves me if I hear someone say, "Well, he or she is a general board member, a member of the High Council, a member of some ward in a position of responsibility, and he does not attend sacrament meetings." I tell you, we just cannot live our lives alone, either. We need the blessings that come from meeting together, and we need to set the example to those who are about us, for as with the priest so with the people, and the people are likely to follow if we set the example and point the way. Jeremiah of old, speaking of our day, said, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Many of us have spent many years of our lives inviting backsliding Israel, the children of God, to come to Zion, and when they arrive here they find out how marvelous is the organization of the church and the priesthood quorums and the auxiliaries that Brother Crookham has been speaking of, which the Lord has provided to feed them with knowledge and understanding if they will only come and attend their meetings. But if they do not attend their meetings, how can the Lord feed them with knowledge and understanding as he has promised? I remember reading the remarks of President Grant where he said he knew saints in foreign lands who would walk miles to be able to attend a sacrament meeting because they loved the truth and they loved the church. And when they came here that love waxed cold and they would not even walk across the street. And then he indicated that just as the body without food will wither and die, so also will the spirit of man wither and die without spiritual food. And I could not help thinking of the words of Jesus, after he had fasted 40 days, the devil came to tempt him and pointing to the stone said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But Jesus rebuked him in the words of Isaiah, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We must go where the words of God are to be heard if we would not wither and die spiritually. Brigham Young said, "Whether we be poor or rich, if we neglect our prayers and our sacrament meetings, we neglect the Spirit of the Lord, and a spirit of darkness comes over us." We do not want to neglect our prayers. We do not want to neglect attendance at our sacrament meetings. We do not want a spirit of darkness to come over us. I want to bear testimony to you Latter-day Saints, as a result of my own experience and training, and that of my children, that I know of no better way that we can keep the Spirit of God burning in our souls and in their souls than by attending sacrament meetings. When I walked out of our fast meeting one day with my son, who was a teacher in the Aaronic priesthood, he turned to me and said, "Daddy, if the bishop had not announced the closing song just when he did, I could not have kept my seat another minute, and I thank the Lord that my boy was there to feel that spirit and that power, for, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." When I think of how marvelously the Lord has provided for our spiritual growth and edification and advancement, and how dilatory some of us are in accepting His invitation, I feel, as I imagine Alma did, of old, when he said, "Oh that I were an angel, and could of the wish of mine heart, that I might go forth and speak with the trump of God, with a voice to shake the earth, that I might be able to make the saints realize the importance of their responsibilities in these matters." I wonder when Jesus does meet according to His promise, and there are groups of two or three where there might be tens or hundreds, if He does not feel as He did when He stood overlooking Jerusalem and cried out, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." Then He adds, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." May we accept His invitation, mingle with the saints, strengthen the wards in their meetings where we reside, that we may not have a spirit of darkness come over us, and that our houses may not be left desolate unto us. May God bless this great church and kingdom and all its members, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.